Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Great Grace. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In John 8:29, Jesus said, "He that sent me is with me." Now let's go back to what we've already learned. What is the favor and grace of God? It's the presence of God with you. He said, "My presence will go with you and give you rest." And that was an expression of His favor that they had asked for. So everywhere, why couldn't those guys grab Him and hurt Him when they wanted to? Because the presence of the Almighty was with Him and around Him. He's operating as a man, even though He is the Son of God, but the presence of the Almighty was such they couldn't touch Him. Why'd all those guys fall back to the ground when He said, "I am He"? Because the presence of God, the presence of the Almighty. Right? The presence. He said, "He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone for." Everybody say for. Now what does for mean? These conditions exist because there's a connection here. For is a connector. His presence is with me. For I do always those things that please Him. Why don't you say that phrase out loud? I do always those things that please Him. What was Jesus doing in the morning? Pleasing, whatever was pleasing to the Father. What did He do in the afternoon? What did He do in the evening? What did He do on Thursdays? What did He do on Saturdays? All the time. Not just there were times when He pleased the Father. Every day, every night. He pleased the Father all the time. As a result, the presence and grace was on Him without measure, all the time. Somebody say, please Him.
Please Him.
Please Him. Now, people will read that and think, well, yeah, but you know, Brother Keith, that's Jesus. Jesus. He could do that. And I'm not Jesus. We already knew you weren't Jesus. What does that mean? See, there's a lot of problems with that attitude. That's an implication that He did it and it was no problem for Him because He's the Son of God and it was just easy for Him. He don't know what it's like to be me. But no, I'm not Jesus and it ain't that easy for me. That's not true. He did not do what He did with some unfair advantage over you and then tell you to do it like me. Yeah, but I'm not the Son of God. Yeah, I know, but I say do it like me anyway. That wouldn't be reasonable. That He did what He did as God and then tell us to do it and we're not God. Did He say, "He that believes on me, the works he'll do also. And greater works than I do." He said, "He that says he abides in me ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked." Can we walk just like the Master? Is it possible? Only if He walked as a man. But if He did it as a man by the power of the Spirit and grace on His life, and He would give us the same Spirit and grace us in like manner, we can see the glorious possibility of walking and operating like Him. Somebody say glory to God. Jesus had a will separate from the Father. Think about the garden where He prayed. "Oh Father, if there's any way, all things are possible with You. And if there's any way, let this cup pass from me." Does He want to do what's in front of Him right now? No. What's He going to say? "Nevertheless, not my will, but Your will." So they must be different. We know about the cross, the terrible agony of crucifixion and scourging and those things. But when Jesus is praying this prayer and He's sweating blood, He's not, as bad as it was, He's not just looking at the physical pain of the crucifixion. He's seeing in the spirit. He's seeing that all the terrible, ugly, awful sin and death and curse of all generations, past, present, and future of mankind is going to converge together at one time on His spotless, sinless being. And He's not just going to sympathize with it. He became sin with our sin. That's why when it happened, He cried out, "My God, why have You forsaken Me?" Because He was treated as sin and judged as sin. We have little idea of the real agony of what happened to Him in spirit. And He's never sinned. He's never been separated from the Father. He's nothing but perfection. And His sinless, spotless being is recoiling from that. And He's saying, "Father, if there's any other way..." But what did He come back to? "Nevertheless, not My will." Is there something in Him that is stronger than His own desire for His own life? Or what is it? To please the Father. One of the last things He said that the world may know that I love the Father. Here I go. That's a Keith Moore paraphrase. I'm going to lay my life down so the world may know. Why? I'm going to please Him. No matter what. No matter what it cost me. No matter what I thought I wanted to do. I'm going to please Him. Did He do it?
Yes.
He did it. He's our hero.
Yes.
Don't you want to be just like Him?
Yes.
You know, I began to see this some years ago. I remember, now you may laugh, think this is funny, but I was sitting at a signal in Tulsa, Oklahoma, waiting for it to change. It was red. And I had a revelation. Just hit me. I was in the car by myself. Dawned on me with such clarity. God is smarter than me. You might say, "Boy, Brother Keith, you didn't know that before?" If you had asked me before, sure. But I saw it in a way. What do you mean? He made me. He knows what is right for me so much better than I'll ever know. He knows what makes me click. He knows what I'm graced for, what I'm not, what I'm made for, what I'm not. I need to trust that He's smarter than me. And I need to believe that what He says is right for me is right for me. And the phrase that Jesus said that's in the Old Testament and is a quote of His as well, He said, "I delight to do Thy will, O God." And I begin to see that is a statement of will. See, He's not feeling wonderful and glad in the garden, sweating blood, when He says, "Not My will, but Your will be done." But it is an act of His will. And you can say, "I delight to do Your will, O God. I live to please You. I do always those things that please You." And I saw, I don't have to feel like it. I don't have to see it. I don't have to understand it. I can choose to delight to do His will. And I can change in a moment. That was when I said God is smarter than me. I saw all that in that phrase. And I began to see if there's something that I've always thought I wanted to do, or I've thought that this is what I want or what I want to be a part of or whatever, and I press to it, and the Lord says, "No, I don't want you to do that. I delight to do His will." So as an act of my will, I just look at it and go, "Right. Now that you say it, I don't like it either. You don't like it? I don't like it." And even though my head is going, "That's what we always wanted to do," say, "Shut up, shut up. You don't know. He's smarter than you." Or by the other hand, if there's something that you think, "Oh, that's not me. Oh, no, that's not, no, no." And He says, "That's what I want you to do." Then you can look at it and go, "Right. Just now realize that. Yes, if you like it, I like it. If that's what you say I'm supposed to do and be, then that is me. Hello, new me." This is it. Glory to God. That was me in pastoring. I didn't think that was my call. I was busy doing other things and happy in it. And, you know, was just sure. I respected the pastoral ministry and call, but I was just sure that wasn't my call. That wasn't my ministry. And some people had asked me about it in times past, and we were all agreed, oh, no, he's not a pastor. And they said, no, you're not a pastor. And so that was settled, you know. And then the Lord dealt with me, I want you to pastor in Branson. I thought, huh? What? And then I realized, get a hold. Oh, yeah. Brother Pastor Keith. That's me. And it has been one of the most glorious things that I've ever been a part of, getting to know you, getting to be a part with you.
Hallelujah.
Thanks. What? Now, what if I'd have thought I was smarter? I'd have missed. What would I have missed? So much. You get to think, well, no, that's not me. No, I'm sorry, but no. That's not me. Just because you've never done it or you've never been it doesn't mean you can't be it.
That's right.
I've just all, you are what you've become, not what you have to be.
That's right.
You're not locked and limited to what you are right now unless you won't receive anything else. Unless you want to be stubborn and hard-headed and think you're smarter than him. Do you believe that you can have such a heart that you delight to do His will, that He shows you something and it's 180 degrees different from what you always thought? Can you get a hold of yourself? Can you say, oh, Lord, you like it? I like it.
Hallelujah.
If you say that's me, that's me. I've always liked fast cars. And, of course, the louder and brighter, the better. And I had this yellow one. Man, I mean, you could see it coming 5 miles down the road, in your face, yellow. Whew. And I was getting in it one day, and we were at a conference, and the pastor was coming out, and he said, is that your car, Brother Keith? And I said, yeah. He said, oh, that's not you, Brother Keith. That's not you. I said, yeah, it is. If the Lord says, it's you. It's you. I don't care what kind of preconception or what other folks told you you were or were not. If He says, it's you. It's you.
Yes.
That's me. Say it out loud. I delight to do Thy will.
Oh
God.
God.
Amen. Come on, can you see it, friends? Can you initiate an increase in the grace of God upon you, in the favor of God going before you and behind you and around you? Can you initiate an increase? How? Pleasing Him more.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Great Grace, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me